have had another great season coming off, of course, a phenomenal year last year, Coach. A lot of these kids coming back. A senior class, Coach. Boy, this senior class, talk about them a little bit. They've been special over the years. They've won a lot of games, and I'm sure they want to get back to a championship game. They want to make it happen this year, don't they?
Yeah, our senior class has been phenomenal. Obviously, Nate Kelly has been a starter since he was a freshman. Riley Meininger started, this is his third year starting. Kian Delgado has kind of been in the mix as a starter since his sophomore year and full-time starter the last 2 years. And, and just three other guys. Esai Sabala starting this year, having a phenomenal year. George Small and Oliver Carpenter, just super good kids that just want to be with their friends and give it all they got and do whatever's needed to win. And, the group's very special, not just from a basketball standpoint, just as people and high character, high standards. That's kind of a reason that we've been able to be so successful over there 4 years. Obviously they got the big end goal in mind, but there's a lot of tough competition between then and there.
Coach, seems like every year you've got your main kids, but you always have a couple of kids underclassmen maybe step up and help you out. I know these guys are seniors you just talked about, but after they're gone, the future, you got some kids with a wealth of talent coming up for you.
Yeah, Caleb Bird has been a starter for us this year. He got some minutes last year and did some good things last year and has continued to improve. And then we got Trey Clemens coming up as a freshman. He's been kind of our sixth man that entire year. A big body already and very skilled, so we're excited for him. We're excited for our freshman class, who's got a lot of pieces. And then mix it in with some of our sophomores and juniors.
Coach, that Scott Catholic game right after Christmas, kind of one of those games you look at, rematch of the Class B state tournament last year, just a measuring stick. And it felt like despite a loss, hey, we're right there. There's no reason why we get a chance. Those guys again down the line, we can turn it around and get a win.
Yeah, it was a good test for us, to see where we're at. We lost a kid. He moved that we expected to have back this year, and on top of a couple seniors that we lost. So we're still getting in the groove at that point. But it was definitely a game that I wanted on our schedule to make sure we, open our eyes. And I think we've had several of those along the line and in really good spots. We went up to Gillette and played a team from Bismarck that's in the biggest class in North Dakota. They kind of punched us in the mouth and showed us what we needed to work on. And I thought we got better after that. Same thing with Scott. They kind of punched us in the mouth early. And, both games we got down early, and I was just proud of our guys that we fought back and gave ourselves a chance in the second half. And then Oglala, obviously really good basketball team. That's probably going to should be in the state championship probably in C1. Battled right there, kind of got down late in the third and came back and gave ourselves a chance in that one too. And, every kind of bump in the road, I feel like our guys have just gotten a little bit better. They've taken something from those losses and improved upon some things.
Coach, quite the challenge here next couple of days. You're going Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A lot of travel time down here to McCook Thursday, back to North Platte on Friday, and then over to Grand Island for the big matchup with North. So, you're busy playing a lot of basketball in the next couple of days.
Yeah, for sure. These three games in 3 days are tough. But ultimately, if you want to have a chance to win it, you gotta win three games in 3 days against three quality opponents, and that's kind of the way we view these three games in three day deals. Obviously, McCook's having a great season, probably one of their better teams in the last 3 or 4 years. I was trying to think back to a team maybe comparable, and I was thinking back to maybe Evan Humphrey. Junior or senior year, mm-hmm. I think junior when maybe lost to Blair, in a real tough one to go to state, but They got a lot of pieces. Got good shooters, got good bigs, and play really hard for Coach Imus. And then, you know, got to go up to North Platte, and I know they're struggling a little bit, but we haven't won in that gym for 3 years, or the last three times we've been there. So, and then obviously got Norris, but that's down the road, and we're going to have to play really well to compete in that one.
And it's a pleasure being in a game like that, a situation, all those great teams for one day in one location, and a preview of what could be a state tournament game. You never know, but Norris, another great measuring stick for you in that one too, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to get our team in that event for a few years now, and glad it could work out this year. You know, you look at the slate of games, and it's like, man, there's a lot of good basketball teams that are going to be in that gym in all classes. And I think it's a special event. I think it's good for our kids to be able to go compete in, you know, a bigger arena and against a really, really good opponent and kind of see where we're at heading into the postseason.